everyone. Welcome back to Let's Get Real. I'm your host, Kyle, and I'm so glad you're here with me for our second episode. So if you tuned in last time, you got a little taste of what our app is all about. But today, we're diving deeper into what this podcast is really here for. Real stories, real people, and the real dreams that shape us. Let's talk about dreams for a moment. Have you ever stopped to wonder if you're living the life you once dreamed of as a kid? I mean, did I always want to be a podcast host? Did you really want to be a teacher? Or did your dad always dream of being a salesman? Maybe your sister wanted to be a doctor, but was that her dream or just something she fell into? It's funny how life works, right? We grow up, we achieve things, maybe we make a lot of money or win some awards, but in the process, sometimes like we leave our childhood dreams behind and we call it reality. But what if reality is just another word for fear? Fear that we can't be who we wanted to be, or fear that those dreams are just too big or too wild. Growing up often feels like leaving those dreams behind, but here's what I think. Finding yourself is about rediscovering those dreams, or maybe even realizing new ones that align with who you've become. So today, let's take a trip back to the golden age of Hollywood, because there's something about that time that just screams dreams. It was a time when people from all over the world flocked to Los Angeles with nothing but a dream in their heart and a few dollars in their pocket. Some made it big, others didn't, but they all had something in common. They dared to dream. Where do we begin? Well, let's dive into that and see where the conversation takes us. All right, so let me paint you a picture. It's Hollywood in the 40s. Glitz, glamour, and all that jazz, the golden age. And there's this woman, Hedy Lamarr. Imagine her. She's got this incredible beauty that just stops people in their tracks. I mean, she's the kind of stunning that makes you forget to breathe for a second. Like, she's the ultimate movie star, right? But here's the thing. Hedy was so much more than just a pretty face. Now you're probably thinking, sure, another actress with a hidden talent. But trust me, you have no idea where this is going. Hedy was born in Vienna back in 1914, and from the start, she was different. As a kid, while other girls were playing with dolls, she was busy taking apart clocks and toys, figuring out how they worked. But you know, life has a funny way of pulling you in unexpected directions, and soon enough, her beauty caught the eye of the film industry. By her late teens, she was already starring in films in Europe. Then the war hit. And here's where things get interesting. Hedy, like everyone else, was horrified by what was happening in Europe, especially with the Nazis rising to power. She managed to escape to America and quickly became a Hollywood sensation. But despite all the fame, her mind was constantly buzzing with ideas about how she could do something, anything, to help the war effort. So one day, she meets this guy, George Antheil, who's a composer, like a real quirky genius. They start talking, and before you know it, they're bouncing around this wild idea. You see, Hedy was thinking about how radio-controlled torpedoes were getting jammed by the enemy, and that got her wondering, what if you could make the radio signals jump around to different frequencies like a secret code so the enemy couldn't figure it out? And George, being the kind of guy who was into making player pianos and all sorts of mechanical wonders, totally gets what she's saying. So together they invent this thing called frequency hopping. Sounds pretty high tech, right? Well, it was. They thought it could change the course of the war. Just imagine, a Hollywood starlet and a composer inventing something that could save lives. But here's the kicker. When they take their idea to the Navy, the military bigwigs look at Hedy, this gorgeous actress, and they just can't take her seriously. I mean, can you picture it? They're probably thinking, what does a movie star know about torpedoes? So they politely thank her, and well, that's it. The idea gets shelved. So Hedy goes back to making movies, dazzling audiences with her beauty, while the world keeps turning, completely unaware that she's sitting on this groundbreaking invention. Fast forward a few decades, and guess what? That little frequency hopping idea she came up with, it becomes the foundation for some of the most important technology we use today. Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, GPS, all of it. Seriously, the next time you connect to the internet, you can thank Hedy Lamarr. But here's the thing. She didn't get any recognition for it while she was alive. It wasn't until the 90s, when she was in her 80s, that people started to realize just how much she had contributed. Can you imagine? She was this unsung hero who not only lit up the silver screen, but also lit the way for modern technology. Hetty once said, "Any girl can be glamorous. All you have to do is stand still and look stupid." But she was anything but. She was brilliant. She was ahead of her time, and she was so much more than anyone ever gave her credit for. So, next time you think about Hollywood's golden age, remember Hedy Lamarr, not just for her beauty, but for the incredible mind that was way ahead of its time. Because sometimes the brightest stars aren't just the ones you see, they're the ones you don't even realize are there. So, thanks for hanging out with me today and hearing about the amazing Hedy Lamarr. If you enjoyed this story, spread the word, subscribe, and let's keep uncovering these hidden gems together. Until next time, keep your eyes open, because you never know where the next incredible story might be hiding.